that is today's news from National Health Executive on Tuesday, the 26th of March, 2024. More than 27,000 health workers are set to benefit from two one-off payments worth up to £3,000 after the Department of Health and Social Care announced a new funding agreement. The move recognises the contributions from health workers at non-NHS organisations such as community nurses, sexual health workers and physiotherapists. The Health Secretary Victoria Atkins said, "I hugely value the hard work of all our healthcare staff and those working in non-NHS organisations who offer vital support to patients." NHS Providers has launched a new guide to help trust leaders and board members tackle health inequalities. The resource includes an array of goals for chairs, directors, and chief executives, with the first being to appoint a board-level executive lead for health inequalities. Other priorities include to build public health capability within trusts, enhance data capturing and analysis, as well as integrate health inequality goals into trust-wide plans and strategies. And a new campaign has launched to encourage GP practices to sign up to the Veteran-Friendly Accreditation Scheme. The call is being run by NHS England, the Royal College of General Practitioners, and the government after a new survey showed most veterans would be more likely to access primary care services if they knew they were veteran-friendly. As of last week, just over 3,000 of the 6,000-plus GP practices in England were veteran-friendly. Previous research has shown that the scheme is beneficial to veterans and that 99% of GP practices signed up to the programme would recommend it. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin and check out our stories in full on our website, nationalhealthexecutive.com.